I am Steve Dale here and not alone. I am with Neil Weiss from The Jungle. The Jungle. He's in the jungle. The Jungle of Niles, which is a huge, ginormous, immense, did I say that right, Neil? Plant store. Neil?
Well, it's definitely a real big plant store. We've got every type of plant you can imagine.
Everything.
We want you to think it's a jungle.
Everything that is ever grown anywhere you have got, or at least it seems that way. And not only that, I guess pots to put those things in, if you're talking indoor plants. The weather has been more than a little dry. Some have actually used the term drought. Technically speaking, we're in a mild drought, I believe. Does this impact, and should it impact, what people buy?
There's plants you can plant that will flower and do well in the drought. Some of them include like asters, calla lilies, sedums. Some of your varieties of hydrangeas, but what we specialize in besides all that are in our tropicals, and there is tons of tropicals. Their normal environment is dry environment, and all your palm trees can handle it. We've got all kinds of varieties. Some of the birds of paradise, guava, hibiscus, vermilias, are all plants that are in their normal environment used to dry conditions.
You know, some say just water more, but, well, that I understand, and certainly that is part of the solution. There's a difference between rain and us using a sprinkler to water. Do we need to supplement with all those things that you can purchase, probably at your store, I don't know, that help to make plants grow?
Well, water with a hose when it's not hot. Not when in the baking sun, in the evenings, early mornings, can hurt a plant. I mean, plants do need the sun, the water. Just some plants are better at growing in the droughts won't affect them. And so you can either tune your choices to drought specific or just enjoy. There's probably 80,000 plants in our building, and another 10,000 cousins that'll be here overnight. So we get in somewhere in the area of about 30,000 new plants every week.
Wow.
So they're always there, and they're always available, changing colors. What we'll have this week will be different next week, because as you get into midsummer, you'll get a lot more of the hot weather plants that are normally out there that will be in bloom, and we'll have a huge selection of those.
All right, so a question here is about succulents that we have. So dry weather, should I buy a succulent? The question I have for you is, I understand the texture, but it won't be dry forever. We are eventually going to get rain, I think, and maybe even, who knows, Mother Nature may even overcompensate before the summer's over.
Yeah, well, succulents are part of the cactus family. Succulent cactuses, they're used to inconsistent water. If you overwater a succulent, they'll keep absorbing that water. They'll actually overinflate. The good way to kill a succulent is to overwater it. And so the same thing in a cactus. They'll absorb water when it's up there and use up the water in the plant when it's not.
Now, it's a veritable zoo where you are. How did that happen? Because you actually do have a wide assortment of birds and reptiles there. They're not for sale. Are they?
No, all the animals in the building are rescue. People have donated them. We try to give them a better environment than they came from. We've had some really weird requests of animals that we've turned down because we don't think we can make them feel like they're in a better environment. The building itself feels like and acts like a zoo, like a jungle. You've got waterfalls, you've got the birds, and they were all donated, and we call it the jungle experience. We want you to think you're in the middle of a jungle when you're in the building. We do everything we can do to make it feel like it is the jungle.
What are your plant and sip events?
Those are our, they became becoming more and more popular. Those are our Friday and Saturday night evening events. It's a open party to those that want to join. It's more of a social event. You make a glass pottery, mosaic glass tiles. We show you how to decorate the pot to make them, and you design any pattern you want. We're there to help. Then you can, whatever you can put in the plant, in the pot after you make it, you get to take out. We'll have appetizers. We have, you bring your own sip. We'll bring the appetizers. And it's while you're there, you'll feed the birds, and the birds are interactive. They'll come feed from your hands. You can feed the tortoises. We've got the koi. Some of these koi are 25 years old, and they're probably about 6 or 7 feet long.
What?
And they're all there to interact with, and we do all of it. And it turns out to be just a great night. People find new friends by the end of the night. They're all talking and socializing. They come in small groups and leave as a big group.
Really? Forget about going to the bars on Friday night. Go to the plant store. I had no idea that was a thing. Have people actually met at your store and become an item?
Well, they've left as an item. I don't know if they're still an item. But
oh, well, yes, I suppose. I suppose that would be none of your business. I don't really know. But I do know we want to answer some questions here. Elizabeth, you're on WGN.
Elizabeth's on now.
Oh, Randy, sorry. Oh. Randy?
Hello? Yes, Randy.
Yes.
I have a question for Neil.
Go ahead.
Okay. I went out to the dunes on Wednesday and dug out about 20 beautiful ferns from the dunes. It was mostly sand, but they popped right out, and they were nice and tall and healthy. And I brought them home to Schererville, and immediately, you know, as fast as I could get them here, because it was a very hot day, and I transplanted them into my garden, which is 98% shade. And since I put them in the ground on Wednesday, they're not looking so good. A lot of the leaves have bent, and they're just kind of wilting, you know, just kind of hanging there. But some are nice and tall, looking good, but most of them are just droopy.
All right. Do you have a comment on that, Neil?
What condition were they in when you took them out of the dunes? Were they in full sun when you took them out of the dunes?
He said that they were good.
No, but were they in full sun, or were they in a shady environment when you first moved them?
He said full sun, and we're running out of time, so quick answer.
Okay. The quick answer is there. It needs more sun. They're in shock because they went from full sun to shade, and they were used to the full sun.
All right, we don't want to shock our plants.
Sun.
No, we don't want to shock them. What,
right.
You're at 9000 West Gulf Road. Is there a website folks can go to?
Yeah, it's called thejungleofniles.com and 9000 West Gulf in Niles.
Perfect. Always good to talk to you, Neil. Thank you for the gardening advice.
Thank you.
Good luck with the birds.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.